Welcome to the Archives Hub audio tutorial on using the EAD editor for creating archival descriptions. Unit 1, Creating a Collection Level Description. Section 1, Getting Started, Accessing the EAD editor. This is Unit 1 of the Hub audio tutorial for contributors using the EAD editor. This tutorial aims to provide a commentary for you to use whilst you are working through using the EAD editor, so you need to be in front of your computer and ready to enter your data. First of all, please open a browser window if you do not have one already open. Before you begin, please note that the EAD editor will not work with the Internet Explorer version 6 browser. You need to be using version 7 or later. We recommend using the Firefox browser. You should also be able to use Chrome or Safari browsers. In addition, you need to have JavaScript enabled on your browser. Most people do have this enabled by default. You can usually enable JavaScript from the Tools menu of your browser. Navigate to the EAD editor page of the Archives Hub, which is at archiveshub.ac.uk/EAD editor, all one word. It can be found in the Archivists section of the Archives Hub website under Data Creation. Here you will find information on accessing the EAD editor. You will see that a login is required in order to access the editor. This is because we need to implement a system for managing all of the descriptions stored by each institution. If you do not yet have a login, you will not be able to proceed, so please email the Archives Hub team to request a login for your institution, or check whether your institution already has a login. Each institution is given an administrator login, and the administrator can create additional user logins. Click on the link to access the EAD editor. You will be prompted for a username and password. Enter your institution's administrative password or your own username and password if your administrator has created one for you. You are now at the EAD editor homepage. Here, on the left-hand side, you can see the options to create files, to create templates, or to upload files that you have already created and stored on your own system. On the right-hand side, you can see the Draft Files Store. This is where the descriptions that you create are kept and listed. You can select a file from here to view, edit, or delete. If you are an administrator, you have full rights to create, edit, and delete all descriptions, and you can also reassign them to other users. If you are a standard user, you will have your own folder for your descriptions and you can only edit the descriptions within your folder. This completes section 1.